Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
My nephew inspired me over the holidays, the New Year holiday, when he put up a post saying, "I don't make New Year's resolutions." It's this great little video of a parent talking to a child. "I make New Year's practices." Because when you make a set in stone resolution, if you fail at it, you feel like a failure and you typically quit. So New Year's practices, because how we get great at something is by practice. So when you have a bad day, you're like, "That was just a bad practice. I can start again tomorrow." And I thought it was a great thing to teach kids. The one thing, though, I also saw that I wanted to ask you guys, instead of like saying, "I'm going to lose 40 pounds, you know, I'm going to do this every day," what is one thing that you want to accomplish this year? Something to think on. Just one thing that the three of us can all help each other accomplish.
I want to completely eliminate the over $200 a month bill I pay for my storage. I want to get rid of my storage unit once and for all. I've been talking about it for years. I can tell you two things off the top of my head that are in my storage unit. Some sawhorses and a bunch of china that I got when I got married to my former wife. And that was a long time ago, completely unopened. Other than that, everything else probably should just go. I don't need it.
You haven't seen it in how long?
But I still do. Every couple of months, U-Haul and Carlsbad gets a couple hundo plus from me, which is maddening when you add it up.
Producer Jessica, what is one thing, and it doesn't matter what it is, it doesn't have to be anything earth-shattering or big, just one thing that you really would like to accomplish this year that we could help you do?
My biggest goal for 2025 is to not to go to bed with dishes in the sink.
Oh.
We have a crappy dishwasher at our house, and it doesn't do anything, so you have to wash the dishes before you even put it in, which I know it makes the dishwasher pointless, but I call it the sanitizing machine as opposed to cleaning machine. So not only do I need your help reminding me to do that at night, but can you guys also remind my husband? Because it's not just my dishes.
It's true. That's hilarious. So in other words, you want us helping you to poke the bear.
Yeah, can you just text him every night?
What about you, Tim?
I want to be able to do one pull-up.
Okay, and how are you progressing on that?
Well, I can't. I can't right now. Pull-ups are a little more difficult for women, typically, with the strength that it takes.
Right.
And I want to be able to do one. When I first started at the gym a couple of years ago, I couldn't even hold myself up on the bar. I'd go to hold myself, and I'd have to let go right away. Now, I can hold myself and actually do some knee-ups, a few knee-ups.
How many?
But I think I could probably get seven out before I have to let go.
How far along are you in your pull-up quest? Are you a pull? Are you a pull? How far? How long?
Half a pee.
How far are you? Seriously. Really, that's it?
Yes.
That's it so far?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm just not strong enough to even move my arms once I'm on there.
By the end of the year?
Mm-hmm.
So you've got 11 plus months now to get one pull-up under your belt.
One pull-up.
And are we to hold you accountable? Are we to pump some iron with you? What are we supposed to do to help you attain that goal?
Let's test her every week. See where she's
oh
at.
Oh, my God. Every week, Jess?
Okay, we're going to have...
There's no way to get better on a weekly scale.
Good idea. We're going to have JR install a pull-up bar here in the studio. I'm sure that'll be no problem. So, you know what? Okay. We'll go to one of those parks around here that has those trails that have little fitness stations at every trail.
Yeah.
There's bound to be a pull-up bar. Let's work on this together, Tammy. One pull-up for you. One empty storage unit for me. Sorry, Jessica, I will not be asking your husband to help you out. That is the wife's job.
Oh.
Sorry. You made your choice.
Wow.